Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and the conclusion of our study of Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, titled, They Shall Mingle Themselves with the Seed of Men. This is part 2 of 2.
This is before Genesis 1:1. These are angels. The sons of God are angels. Now, there is the sons of God and angels, according to the Old Testament. Then there's Jesus, who is the Son of God. And then there are sons of God who are made sons of God by adoption. That's us. Okay? It's context. When you see the phrase sons of God, the question is the context. What's the context? And the Old Testament, sons of God are angels. Period. Now go back to Genesis chapter 6. And you understand the sons of God are angels. And in verse 2, it says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Peter and Jude refer to this event and talk about the angels that left their first estate. And that's what you're reading about. Now read verse 3. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And I believe that's a prophecy of when the flood was going to take place. Now in verse 4, this is what happened as a result of the sons of God mingling with the seed of men. The result is in verse 4. Read that with me. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Now, we don't have time to run all these references, but it's just, once you get this in your mind, you understand this. Now, you read the rest of the Old Testament, other passages are really going to explode in your face when you're reading the Bible. For example, Nimrod is called a mighty man. It said here that there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that. What's that mean? That's why you read about giants after the flood. This same thing happened after the flood. Goliath was one of them. And the Rephaims and the Anamims, and these are all giants. Og, Bashan. Bunch of them in there. And when you understand that, you read it. Oh, there's that giant. There's another one of those giants. Now, let me ask you a question. The alternative teaching on this is to claim that the godly line of Seth mixed with the ungodly line of Cain. Now, for starters, how would that produce giants? I heard this taught one time, a preacher said, this is a scripture that teaches how detrimental it is when a saved girl marries an unsaved man. Now, the Bible does say that a saved girl shouldn't marry an unsaved man. Amen? But it doesn't result in giants. Think about it. That's what they're claiming, and it's absurd. An unsaved man, unsaved woman, unsaved man, they get married, they're going to have trouble. It's an unequal yoke. You take an ox and an ass and yoke them together and send them out and have them try to work together, you're going to have problems. That's what that pictures, an unequal yoke. But it doesn't result in giants. You're not going to have children that are going to be, you know, my size at the age of 6 months. Could you imagine changing those diapers? But that's what they teach. You see how absurd that is? The Bible clearly teaches, if you still got your Bible open there, the sons, it says there were giants in the earth in those days, and after that, because the sons of God, which the Bible says are angels, came into the daughters of men. Fast forward to Daniel, and Daniel says sometime beyond 2017 AD that's going to happen. That's the implications. Jesus said it'll be like that again during the coming tribulation period. This is Jesus in Matthew 24, verse 37. Jesus prophesied about somewhere beyond 2017 AD. And he said, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." How were the days of Noah? The entire human race was corrupt. And I don't believe that just means they were bad sinners. I believe their DNA is corrupt. There was giants because of the DNA being corrupt. And Jesus said, whatever you saw in Noah's day, you're going to see again after the rapture. Look at the next verse. "For as in the days that they were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage." Yes, the sons of God took the daughters of men, which they chose. "Until the day that Noah entered into the ark." Now, people say, you shouldn't try to scare people into heaven. And I'll scare you into heaven if that's what it takes. You'll thank me when we get to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
You young ladies, I'm sure, I think everybody here has made a profession of faith. There might be somebody watching, though, is not. If you are not saved and you miss the rapture, you're liable to forcibly become the wife or sex slave of one of these. That's what the Bible says. Listen, Jesus said these days that are coming after the rapture are worse than that. Do you understand that? How bad is it here? Jesus said it's going to be worse after the rapture. How bad was Hitler's Holocaust? Bad. I've got a book by William P. Grady right now that I'm reading. Let me look at the name of this book, because I actually made sure that Stephen and John, Brother John Allball, they got copies of it. I got a deal and was able to get three copies. And let me get over there. Holy Ground, William P. Grady. By the way, William Grady wrote a great book on the King James Bible issue, The Final Authority. But the subtitle is "The True History of the State of Israel." William Grady, and it's $10 on Kindle. And if you have not studied the history of Israel and the history of the Jews, get that book by William P. Grady ASAP. It's about 800 pages, so it's going to take you a little while to read it.
What's the name of the book?
What'd I say? Holy Ground. By William P. Grady. I don't know why I can't remember that. Ruckman had a book called A Deadly Piece of Dirt. But same idea, just looking at it from a different perspective. But anyway, I'm about a third of the way through that book. And it's all just, he doesn't embellish. He just tells you how it is. And the Holocaust and the way the Germans tried to wipe out the Jews, horrible. How many of you heard of the Armenian Holocaust? I think it's about 1.2 million Armenians killed in some of the worst ways imaginable by the Turks. What's coming's worse? Muslim Turks, that's right. You study history. I'm telling you, study history. You might get sick of me saying it, but I'm going to keep saying it. Study history. You can't understand when Jesus says what is coming is worse than anything we've ever seen if you don't know what we've ever seen. And then you watch the Left Behind movies and some of those, and I'm sorry, but it's a whitewash. Those movies, the way they portray the tribulation period, they make it look like a Sunday school picnic compared to the reality. So keep all that in mind. And the rest of the verses, back in verse 43, it said, "And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men." That's the first part of the verse. They, it's what the same word Jesus used. They, see that? They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, and whatever's mingling isn't the seed of men. Let's look at Revelation chapter 12. And we studied this 6 months ago or something like that. Revelation chapter 12. And then going back almost 10 years, one of the most popular messages we've got on sermon audio is called The Tribulation Alien Invasion. And this was our main text when we taught that. And that was before we video cameraed, but it's on audio. But we, as I said, we studied this recently again in our studies of Revelation, beginning in verse 1. It says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." That's Israel. The woman is Israel. Verse 2, "And she," Israel, "being with child," that's Jesus, "cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered." Verse 3, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon." Who's that? Satan. "Having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads." Why? Because Satan is the power behind the Antichrist government. Verse 4. Read that with me. "And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born." Now think, listen to that. His tail drew the third part of the stars. The stars of the morning were who? Angels. Yes. Sons of God, angels. In a lot of the commentaries, because they are not premillennial, they hold a covenant theology position, they try to tell you this happened in the past. This didn't happen in the past. This is going to happen in the future. Look at verse 5. "And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations," that's Jesus, "with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." That happened after he death, burial, and resurrection, Acts chapter 1. Now verse 6. And I'm sorry, I'm going fast, but I don't want to be here all night, and I'm trying to cover this to get our point. Verse 6, "And the woman fled into the wilderness." I believe other scriptures that we talked about in our study, this is going to be a place called Petra. Israel will run into the wilderness. This is just southeast of Israel, southeast of Jerusalem. And they'll run into the wilderness where it says, "where she hath a place prepared of God." Petra's just sitting there. "That they should feed her there 1,260 days." That's half of the tribulation period right there. Then verse 7. Read that with me. "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels." Stop there. Look at it again. There's war in heaven because Satan has taken a third of the angels with him. And there's war. Michael is fighting on behalf of Israel. Read about that in Daniel 12 as well. And it says, "the dragon fought and his angels." Verse 8, read that. "And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven." Stop there. You're about to read about the future alien invasion. And I call it that because the world will not know it's angels. They're going to think it's aliens. Read verse 9. "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth." Watch this. "And his angels were cast out with him." You mark it down. I don't care what other preachers preach or not. The Bible says during the tribulation period, a third of the angels, and that is an unknown number, and I believe it's probably billions, at least a billion angels, and they're going to come to the earth. That's "thus saith the Lord." That's not Gregology. That's Bible. It's coming. And so there's nothing for you to be ashamed about. No reason for you to hesitate, to urge people to consider hell, but in our day, to consider the fact that if they miss the rapture, they're going to live through this. It's real. Why not warn people? Amen? They will mingle with the seed of men. The sons of God return. That's what I believe Daniel 2:43 is teaching us. I messed that up, so let's just go over this. What does the Bible say real quick? One, in Noah's day, sons of God mingled with the seed of men and produced giants. Massive. I believe that what you read about in Greek and Roman mythology, it's truth that's been embellished. The mighty men, the giants that were produced in Genesis 6 are the Hercules, the Thors, the Zeuses. Two, Jesus said it would be as it was in Noah's day during the last day's tribulation. Three, Revelation says Satan and one third of the angels are cast to the earth. And four, I expect the mingling to begin. And I believe that the stage is already being set for all of this. Just as Hitler's thousand-year Reich only lasted 12 years, this attempt to mingle with the seed of men will be short-lived. If you don't know why I brought that up, it's not just the fact that Hitler wanted to have a thousand-year kingdom. The Antichrist is going to claim to be establishing a kingdom on earth, just like Hitler. And his only lasted 12 years. This one may last more than 7 years because the Antichrist is in power before the tribulation begins. And we don't know how long that is. It won't be much longer, I don't believe, than 7 years, but it's going to be a little longer. So when it says, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, the following list represents some of the activities preparing the way for this, what we call tribulation alien invasion. Now that's a big list, I'm not going to read all these. But look over this list. These are the things being done that are preparing people for what's about to happen in the tribulation period. They contact spirits, but they convince you that you're contacting spirit guides that are advanced spirit creatures, but they also are teaching that you're contacting aliens. People are being taught that using what we call necromancy, seances, and that sort of thing, you're actually tapping into an advanced civilization on another planet. And see, they're so advanced, they don't need cell phones and cell phone towers. They can just think. And so you do use these methods, and you can contact them. That's all being done. Psychics, Ouija boards, all that stuff. Astrology, the new Bible versions. I've already showed you an example of how that's causing people to be ignorant of this stuff. Genetic engineering. You've seen artificial intelligence. You all seen that? These are making non-human, artificial beings, but giving them some level of human intelligence. And they're creating these things like they've already got a computer that they're turning into a humanoid robot that plays chess and beats everybody. Sadly, I hate to say this because it's gross, but it's true. They're using that technology to produce sex toys. They're making robots for the purpose of sex. And people are on a waiting list already. They've already put money down to get their own sex robot. They're going to have sex with a robot. Thousands of people are already lining up for that. Well, what happens when angels come down and they think they're aliens? Folks, I'm telling you, there are going to be women lined up for that. That's how wicked and dark it is right now. Women will line up to be with these aliens. And so forth. As I said, that's a big list of all this stuff that plays into this. And I believe like this transgenderism that's going on today, it's all to wipe out the standards and wipe out normalcy so that people no longer think in normal terms. Have you seen the kid in, was it Canada, that on his birth certificate he's not declared male or female? They're already starting that on legal documents. So the kid, he's not a male or a female. Legally. That's all this stuff is playing into that. So before discussing the possibilities of what this means, I want to recommend, we've already discussed a lot of that anyway, but there's a couple more books you guys are interested. Black is Beautiful by Peter Ruckman, and another one called What Dwells Beyond by Jeffrey Martis. And I think you can get, I know you can get What Dwells Beyond again on Kindle for just a few bucks. And Black is Beautiful, I'm not sure, but these are the websites. KJV1611.org, you can get Black is Beautiful, Sword and Hand Publishing.com, pub.com. And then you can also go to Amazon and find these. But it goes into great detail, all the stuff we don't have time to cover tonight. Black is Beautiful, What Dwells Beyond. I believe there's a reason for the end time obsession with all things alien. We talked about it before, the number of movies about alien abductions, alien visitations, and it's just amazing. It's all part of the strong delusion. If you don't believe people believe what they watch in movies and TV, you're not paying attention. People say, oh, I know, it's just a movie. They're full of it. They know. Full of what? The devil. They know that it's not real, but yet they believe it. That's not a contradiction, folks. I talked about this Sunday. Every atheist knows there's a God. That's why he's a fool when he says in his heart there is no God. He knows there's a God. But he says in his heart there is no God. And people are willingly buying this stuff and getting prepared for the strong delusion. This is the last place we're going to turn. I think I've gone a little long tonight, but 2 Thessalonians, turn over there. 2 Thessalonians. That's right after 1 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm not going to read all these verses, but I want to start reading while you're turning there. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3 says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." So there's this great falling away that's taking place right now, and when the rapture happens, it's done. There's no single Christian on earth after the rapture. The entire planet is in spiritual darkness. Then the man of sin is revealed when he confirms the covenant. The Mosaic covenant is put back in place between Israel and the United Nations or whatever global government existed at that time, allowing Israel to build the temple and offer animal sacrifice. But he go in to the temple and declare himself. It says right there, verse 4, he's going to go into the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Verse 5, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. So Paul preached messages like this. Verse 6, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Read verse 7 with me. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. We don't have time to discuss that verse. But read verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Got to read verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, that because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. And what's the result? Verse 12. That they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I believe that's talking about people right here, right now, who have heard the gospel, who have rejected the gospel. The rapture happens, and God hands them over to strong delusion. They take the mark. They go right along with the Antichrist. I warn people when I talk to them, and if they understand anything about it, because you have people say, oh yeah, I've heard about what you guys believe with the rapture and end times and all that. I tell them, say, listen, you understand the gospel, and you're rejecting it. I believe after the rapture, your time's up. You'll take the mark. You'll be damned. And that's the stage that's being set right now that we're looking at in Daniel 2:43. It's getting people conditioned. I believe the rapture and appearance of fallen angels will be explained as an alien invasion. When we fundamentalists, I believe children and mentally handicapped will be taken, and they're going to tell people the advanced civilization took us for reprogramming. They're going to fix the little mentally handicapped kids, and they're going to reprogram the rest of us. We'll be in heaven.
Amen.
And we'll be up there saying, "Glory! Worthy is the Lamb!" Having a good time. Yeah, we'll have a, you know, we'll have a time of the judgment seat of Christ, and there'll be some disappointment there, by the way. But then after the rewards are handed out, then we have the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're celebrating. We're all picking out our white horses. We're going to ride. Hit! That's what's going on. On the earth, they're saying, "Oh, those poor people. Poor Charity and her family. Poor Pastor Greg and Jenny and all those crazy kids of theirs. All those crazy oddballs. When they come back, they'll be like us." No. We will be back, but we will not be like them. We will be as Jesus is. Amen. They're going to believe that those fallen angels are their saviors. And there's already movies and books and everything out there conditioning them to believe that. Already. The Antichrist, they think he's the new God. Ain't that something? If you are saved, you will not face the future alien invasion. Say, "Thank God." Know God's Word and you will know what's going on in the world. There are a lot of people today who have no clue what's going on in the world, and it starts with the fact they don't know God's Word. Hosea 4:6, one verse we've quoted many times, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." This is John 8:31-32. Read that with me. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." 1 Thessalonians 4:13. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." See, the whole idea is God has given us so much information, and we, and I include myself in this, I read this book. What was that today, Jenny? I was telling you today. I said, I never even thought about the fact that Noah built that ark. He and his boys and their wives and his wife, the only 8 to get on the boat. Billions of people died in that flood. You know what else Noah lived to see? The Tower of Babel. Do you ever think about that? Noah, who saw the destruction of the flood, also lived to see the entire world follow the type of Antichrist, Nimrod. You know how many years it took from the flood to the Tower of Babel? Just about the same amount of time to get us from the Declaration of Independence to where we are today.